daf chof hey amar aleph. Topic Gemara says chinuus meis about who is tall. The Gemara says now pashtevin or the pumpadisa. Rashi says in the shame of ish, name of a person there, koyle li ada dailo at the palga. He reached to ada dailo means the Rashi says before dailo means he was the shamish, he was the waiter. So he reached to the height of ada dailo at palga to half of him. Or the kuliyama, the rest of the world at his time of pashtevino. You only reach to half of him, or else some say means to a thigh. On the side, Yoruch says, Ad chatzir koydimat palgia. Means stay for half of him. So it's a continuation of how tall each one was over the other one. Now the Gemara says, Sholu lefnei Rebbe. They asked the Shalom from Rebbe like this. What's going to be? Hamapeles shvir mole bosa. Let's say Nisha has a miscarriage. And it comes out as a shvir, that's like a sack of skin, that's the skin really of the uber itself, of the fetus itself. So shvir, comes out of isha shvir, the sack of skin. Mole boser, it's full of meat. Before we had a locha, it's full of water. What's going to be if it's full of meat? Ma, what's the locha? Do we say it's called a leder or not? So omalehem, so Rebbe said back to them, lo shemat, I didn't hear, I'm not sure what the locha is. Is omalefon of Rebbe Yishmav Rebbe Yosi. So Rebbe Shmuel said like this, that Kach Omer Abba, this is what my father said over, as Rebbe Shmuel was saying over the name of his father, Rebbe Yosi, that my father said like this, that Molei Dam Tamei Nida. So the Nisha has a miscarriage and a sack comes out full of blood, so you say that Dam is Dam Nida. She's telling me, Mishum Dam Nida. Not Mishum Aleida, but Mishum Nida. Molei Bosa, what's going to be if it's full of meat? Then we say Tamei Aleida, yes, it's called a Aleida. So the name of his father, Rebbe Yosi, Taka Paschan, what? That's called a Aleida. On this, Rebbe said to him, Omalais, Rebbe said back, Il mole dove chode shamat alonu mishum avicha shamanucha. If you would have just told me something new from your father, the first time like I would have listened to you. But achshav now, midaho kamaise kichidoi kamar, since you already told me over one halacha before from your father, and that halacha is not really halacha lamaise, because that was only like a yochid, kisumchis, shamu mishum rimei, that he said over that halacha, name of rimei, like we'll soon see what it is. But the kids, Rabbi Yishmael already told over a dova chiddush to Rabbi in the name of his father. There was only like a yochid. So Rabbi is saying, I see I don't paskin like you because you tell me over the name of your father like a das yochid. So mei lehonami, that's to tell me right now also that he paskin that she sees a shvir molei boss that she's telling me later. Shemek Rabbi Yeshua Amra. Maybe that's only according to Rabbi Yeshua Shita. And Vienna loch Rabbi Yeshua, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. So Rashi brings down, when the loch Yisrael before name of Sumchis was, Rashi says of race pirkin, that dam shebetech haticho metame mishim nida v'chidohi, that the nisha is mapo a piece of flesh, and in the middle of the flesh we find some dam, that Sumchis before said, that's called dam nida. And you, Rabbi Yossi, said like that, and that's not like a yochid. We don't paskin like him. So Mele Rebbe said, since you told me over that halach and a das yochid, maybe this halach you're telling me over also is on like a das yochid, as like a Yeshua. Like Rashi says, "Kev Yeshua Amro, the Mishum Or Shvil Chudim Mitama Mishum Leido V'Chidoihi." We have Yeshua Shitra. That she suggests has a miscarriage of a shvir, just a sack of skin that comes out. With that alone, he holds his tummy. That's called the Leido. So V'Chidoihi, it's only like a das yochid. The Duma Filu Moli, even though it's full of basa, could be pulled. Rabban argue on him. Kivun Dienu Marukam Yerim Lehevi Vlad. Since it never had a form to it, this piece of meat, this piece of flesh, it's not called a ledo. The Alpha Gav, the Pligri of Yeshua, Bishvil Chodayu, the Mole Dam, or Moida, the Lav Ladu. Even though Yeshua says it's Tama Shvir is a din ledo, but where it's full of Dam, there he would agree maybe it's not called a ledo. Because the Dam of Chichole, since it has Dam, that's Mole. Because here, this halacha Rebbe said, oh, this halacha Rebbe Shmuel said, oh, the name of his father was, that if this shvir is mole dam, she's only tamei mishum nida. So who, that should be a proof, it's not according to Rabbi Yeshua. Because who, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that should have a loch of tumas aleda. So that's what Rashi's answering, no. That where it's mole dam, the dam is mechiyach, it's like a not aleda. But, or where it's just tamei shvir, or else where it's mole bosa, the reason why Rabbi Yosi yelled this tamei leda, because that's according to Rabbi Yeshua shita. But we argue on Rabbi Yeshua. Like the Gemara said, the Tani, we learn like this. Hamapelis shvir. If an isha has a miscarriage of a shvir, just a sack of skin comes out. Shein the merukin that has no form to it. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yeshua says, Vlad, that's considered a Vlad. She's tummy mishum leida. Just the shvir alone gives it to us later. The chomon, the chomon say no, ain't the blood, it's not called the blood.
So that's what Rabbi said. We pass can let the chomim. So according to chomim, it could be, even though it's molly bosa, maybe it's also not considered a blood.
Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, Mishum Rabbi Yishu. Shlok is over the name of Rabbi Yishu like this, that machloikis, where's the machloikis, be ocher. So only machloikis if this shvir was full of like a dirty water inside. Boker Rashi says, Masha b'toichi ocher, what was inside was a little bit dirty, diluted. The Yikla maybe could say there, maybe Vlad Hoiv in the Muach. It was called the Vlad and it melted down. So that's machloikis, that's why it should be tummy. So this is where Yeshua says it's called the Vlad, and the Chum said, no, it's not called the Vlad. Albert Solo, where it's clear, the Rihakalein of Vlad, where inside it, the water is clear, the shvir is clear, everybody else, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree, that's not considered the Vlad, it's not called the Leda. However, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he says no, that Bitzolo Machlaikis, that the Machlaikis is even by Tzol, even where the shvir comes out and inside the liquid is clear, it's also Machlaikis. The question, what does he mean to say? Iboilihu. The tzolul machlekes is that where the chum argument says it's not called the vlad, and only Rabbi Yeshua is called the vlad. Avul the ocher divri hak of vlad. But in case where inside the shvir the color there is like dark, it's like dirty, then everybody, even the chum, agree it's called the vlad. Aduma maybe no. Bein bezeh machlekes. Yeshua maybe just means to say that according to Yeshua, even though its soul is clear liquid inside the shvir, it's also called the vlad. The Chum argue both places, both whether it's Och or whether it's Solo, in both places not called of Leda. It's more so take, that's a good charla. What did Bishur Malevi really mean to say? Nothing more says, Mace, we have a question. It says, Zu Dorish Rebishur Ben Chanan, this is Rebishur Ben Chanan Dashna, this. At the Pasuk says, Vayas Hashem Elokim Liyodom Lishtoi Kosnasor, Hashem made for Adam Rishon and for Chavom a covering of skin, Kosnasor, by Yavishim, and he covered them. So in this passage we learn out Malamed Sheina Kodesh Baruch Hu Oisor L'Odom. A Kodesh Baruch does not make skin for a person. Elim came later unless he's created. So L'Chura wasn't meant to say Almo Bior Tal Yimilsa. L'Chura Yeshua Dashens like this. This is the drosh of Yeshua ben Chananya, and that's why Yeshua Dashens. That the shvir, the reason why he says of an isha's mapel is shvir, which means the sack of skin, that's tamaleda, because as long as skin comes out, that's a proof that there was a vlad there. You see, the main thing is totally, if there's or, I don't care what's inside it, even though it's tzolol, still Rabbi Yeshua would say that it's tamale. It's not like Rish Lakish. The Rish Lakish wanted to say, even according to Yeshua, she's only tamale if it was och, if it was dirty inside. But if it was clear, then he'll hold its tor, even though skin came out. Skor this mashma, not like Rish Lakish. So Gemara says, and it says, Alma ba'or tal yimilsa, loishin ocher, loishin atzol. It doesn't make enough community, whether it's ocher, whether it's dirty inside, the water is diluted dirty inside, or whether the water is atzol, whether it's clean inside, clear inside. So Iyam Bishleim, if you tell me, Bishleim is good according to Yeshua ben Levi, that atzol machleki is that they even argue by atzol also, hainu di yitzchakro. That's why it's good. According to Yeshua, you have to have a krum. That Yeshua has to dash in this posse that the ikka was totally in the leda, is that there was a shvir, there was skin there. But Ela bought the if you want to tell me that the ochor machlek is the machlek, it is by ochor, only where it's dirty inside, and then the pshat is that the ochor, the reason why it became dirty, because was the vlad was in there, and the vlad got diluted there. If so, then it's not because of the skin alone. If so, lomely krum, what do I have to have a posse for then? Svar b'yamu, according to that svar b'okhor, that's a svar to say that the reason why the water became dirty inside the shvir was because there was a vlad there, and the vlad got diluted there. So l'chur elish ramin, if here it should be a proof that the bitzolo machloikis should be right according to Yeshua ben Levi, that says that according to Yeshua he even argues we were solo, even though it's clear inside. So if it's not the pshat that we said that there was a vlad inside it, but rather this shvir alone. And that's the pasuk here, the kosnas or by Abishem, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives skin to someone that's going to be born. So therefore, since skin came out, that's to prove that's called the vlad. Shmamin, it's a good proof. Now the Gemara said that, but the chain Omer of Nachman also said, the name of Omer, Rabba Baravua, Machlokes Biyochor, this is the back to Lakrish Lokish. That where is the machlokes between the Bishu and the Chomin? It's only if inside this shvir it was ochre, it was dirty, the water.
Avul Bitzola, but it was clear, then Diri Hakulain of Vlad, everybody holds it's not called a Vlad, and he also must somewhat argue on the Pshat, he doesn't dash in the Pasik. And according to Bishu, it's only a Svarak to say that if it's Ochr inside, meaning it's like dirty inside, so that's a proof to say that there was a Vlad there. Avul Bitzola, in the case we're inside, it's clear, then Diri Hakulain of Vlad. This thing more says, Eitz Vevrov, the Rav Nachman, so Rav is a Kashat Rav Nachman. Elo Omru, it was said, this Gemara Bechoris El Omru that Simin Vlad Behema Daka Tinuf. If you want to know whether Behema Daka gave birth already before, to say that now the Vlad it's having now is not a Bechor, it has Makdusha's Bechor on it, so that the proof is by Behema Daka Tinuf, that if one time she let out dirt came out from her, that's the proof to say she was pregnant, and therefore that was the first Vlad, and if she has another one, it's not a Bechor. Begasa, let's say by Behema Gasa, what's the proof to say it had one later? Shulya, if a placenta comes out from a Behema Gasa, that's a proof to say that it had once an Uber, and therefore the second one coming out is not a Bechor. Beisha, what about an Isha? Shvir v'Shulya, either one, either the placenta comes out, the Shulya, or else the Shvir, just a sack of skin. But the Ilu Shvir v'Behema let Potter. But if a behema lets out just a sack of skin, that's not called a peta, that does not part the second one from being a bechor. So the question is why? Iyam, if you can tell me a bishlema b'tzolul, to hear by an isha what type of shvir comes out. A shvir that's clear, you could see straight through it. Machlekes. And on this alone was the machlekes before the Yeshua said, yes, she's tamaleda. And the chum say no. Is Mishum Hochi Isha the Ribi Bekro, and the Pshat from Mishu is like with Dash and the Pasik before. So then it's good that here that we're talking about now is Shavir that's clear, and therefore only by an Isha, by a person, there we have a Pasik, we have Bisham Kosmal Orem, to say that's totally in the skin, that's called the Leda. And therefore, Potter Bar Shavir, therefore by an Isha, when she gives birth to a Shavir, that Patasa, that makes it Hashem Leda. But the behema by behema, the liri b'kro, there's no possible by behema to say that the shvir, the skin alone, is called a leida. Is lepotabo, it doesn't give it a shame leida, therefore the next kid is called a bechor. So then shapav are very good. What's the chil between an isha and a behema? But Eliyam, if you want to tell me, b'yochom achleik, it's even according to Yeshua by an isha. It's only when the shvir has dirt inside it, is achor. That's when he held this called a leida. Says, so michti, let's see. Svaru, that's called the Svaru. So, Maishan the Isha, Maishan the Behemah, what should be the difference between Nisha and the Behemah? Both of them, Lukhura, it should be called a Leda. And by both of them, the next one should not be called the Bechor. So, Lukhura is Akasha. Samora says, no. Mi Sarvet, who told you? Do you think to say that Yeshua, Mifshev Shitla, according to Yeshua, it's Poshit him to say that what is called the Leda, that if the Shvir comes out, it's called a Leda? No. It could be even according to Yeshua, Svuki Misavkula, he also has a doubt whether it was called a Leda or not. And therefore, v'yozel hoch l'chumra v'och l'chumra. That even according to Yeshua, you have to go both ways l'chumra and say like this. Gabi Isha, by an Isha, the question is the next kid called a Bechor? That should be the opinion of Ben or not. Yimamaynu. That's only a shayla moment. Is the chiyu to be pointed to the Ben with the chomish loy manat? That's the klal is sofik v'maynu l'kula. Since it's only a shayla moment, it's sofik v'maynu go l'kula. Gabi Behema di Yisuru. By a Behema, it's called Yisurim. The Ika... By the Hema, the Shalom, it's called the Bechor, there's an Isurim on it, it's also the Gizib Avoida. So therefore, Safri Gol Isur is the Chumri Gol Chumra. So, Samar says, Hochina Megabisha, same thing by Nishir also. Safri Tumul Chumra. The Chumra to Shalom, whether she's Tumi or not, to give it, it's also Chumra. The Yivin is saying she's a Leda, so then Lamaisa should have you made Tyre also. So therefore, if she have a shame later, she's going to give you may Tyra. She'll have the young that she damn, she sees she's tore them. So if you have to tell the chumra to say what, it's not called the later, no, she should not have you may Tyra. So really, according to Yeshua, it's only a suffix. So first the question is this true? Me, Miss Afkla, the tribe to say, according to Yeshua, it's only a suffix. I will crow come, dash and zaposik. So first of all, it's only midrabon across master b'yamhu. And so crow is only a master b'yamhu. Oh, Malay Rabbi Chanina bar Shalmi the Rav. Poor Rebbe, we just said over Rebbe's din that he had a suffix, what's going to be by Yeshvir Malibosa. Poor Rebbe Yishmob, Rebbe Yossi was the one that said that it's Tameh, it's called a Leda. For Rabbi Yishuv or Rebbe Yishuv and Levi, they're the one who would say what the Machlik is, only by Ochor or by Tzolo. So yes, the Shalom, Mar Kaman Tzvil, who do you hold like? Mar Kaman Tzvil, that's what Rechanin of Hashalmi has to Shema Shema the Rav, he has to Rav. What do you hold like? Only he said like this. Ani yomer, I say echad zeh v'echad zeh nechoshesh. I say both of them, whether the shviras mole is solul or whether it's ocher is zeh nechoshesh. Yod's not called the vlad. He's here. That's only going according to Yeshua, and we pass not like Yeshua. We pass not to Rabbanin, and therefore echad ocher v'echad solul is zeh nechoshesh. It's not called a leida. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Echad zeh v'echad zeh chashesh. Yes, you have to be afraid. You have to give the shame later. And therefore, Rashi says Yeshevish you may tuma, but vein lo you may tayir. It's only a suffix. So therefore, the chumrish you have to have you may tamei as a leida, but not lekulish. He doesn't have the you may tayra from a leida. And because the Shmuel Amar Shmuel goes according to his own tam that the chiyosi of the Ravim he came on me like this. Meyerlam ledochi shofer ben adoy. He never paskin that a shvir is Torah completely. He never said it's Torah in Nadoi, which is the Asvid Shmuel. I mean to say it's always a Suffolk tumor. But Levar excluding one case, the Yehu Shvir is once a case of a shvir of the skin, the sack of skin, the Osla Kaim of the Shmuel. They brought in front of Shmuel. The Monach Alechut HaSara Magisa, on one side there was a piece of hair sticking over there. The Chazi Magisa, on the other side, you could see straight through. It was so clear that you could see the hair on the other side. Omri said like this, the Misa, the Vlad Heavy, would have been true that this is a Shvir, that it was a Vlad inside it, if so the Heavy Zayi Kulihai, it wouldn't have been so clear. It's only such a case like this that you say for sure it's Torah. Benachlami, any other time, he has a shout to say, maybe it's Tumah, and therefore he was like Shmuel, that Shmuel Taimei, that we are Chai Sheshes, Levlad. Now it says in the Mishnah, V'mhoye Merukim, let's say the Shvir had a form to it, and Benachlami, then talk it's Tumah later. Then it says the Mishnah Teishul Zochav and the Kefa. Tan Rabban, remember this: a zel shvir merukim. What's called the shvir, the sack of skin that has a form on it? Sa b'shul loymer. Chilas b'riyos to the beginning of an uba of a fetus when it starts to first be created. Meirosh it starts to be created from its head. Ushtei enof its two eyes. It's kishtei tipin. It's like two drops shel zvuv of a fly. Its eyes is like the eyes of a fly. Turn it on like this, Rabbi Chia, Ruchokim Zemizer, they're very far away, one from the other. Now, Shnechut, with the two nostrils of his nose, Kishne Tipin is also like two drops, Shel Zvuv of a fly. And Tony Rabbi Chia, Umukrovim Zelizer, here they're very close one to another by the nose. Upiv, his mouth, his muscles are stretched out, Kuchut Hasarim, like the length of a hair, or Chut Hasarim. Rashi, yeah, Chut Hasarim. Length over here. Ugviyoso, and it's aver, ugviyoso is chadosha, it's like a lentil. If you're moist in the cave, let's say this fetus is in the cave, then idoinakis oiro, then it looks like a barley, lorca the length of it. So Rashi says, he stuka lorca, it's like cracked along the length of it. Now, vachituch yodan braglayim, the forming, the cutting of its hands and feet, is ainloi, it doesn't have anything. Vachituch yodan braglayim, it doesn't have any feet or hands yet when it first starts to be created. For Yolam, first become on. This is what the pasuk says. The niyuv it says, "Haloi kecholov tasicheni," like milk he should be. He like poured me out like milk. Or kugvina takifeni, when you chilled me up, you may curd me up like cheese. Or ubasa tabisheni, you should cloth me with skin and flesh. V'yatzomus agidim, and the bones. And gidim are nerves, veins. To sechmen you should cover me with. Yechayim v'chesed sisimodi. Of kudasecho shomeruchi. You should watch myself. Sakoponim. It's mashma over here. The kids are like very small at the beginning from the rosh. Then it starts to be formed the hands and the feet later on. Now the ein boit kenoisa. You don't check out this shvir or this fetus. The mayim can't tell it out in water, like soaking in water, to see if it has a form or not. Shemayim mazin, because the water is too strong for it. It's like too hard for it, and it may ruin it. Vitordenoisa, and it'll ruin it. Ella rather, boitkenoisa, you have to check out this fetus to see if it has these simonim or not. Vishemen, you have to check it out rather with oil. Shashemen rach, because oil is very smooth. It's very mild, and umetzachzachoy, and makes it clear. The royinella becham, you only check it out in the sun. Ketzad boitkenoi, how do you check it out? So, more question, what do you mean? Ketzad boitkenoi, how do you check it out? Ketzad boitkenoi, so, because the minim was just said in the sun, and with shemen, Ela rather b'mad b'ed k'moisai. How do we check it out? B'mad b'ed k'noisai leida im zochru nekevi. Let's say this fetus, this uber is called the leida. We want to know, how do we know to sell whether it's a zochru, whether it's a nekeva? So abishoyel barnash v'yarmilon, some say abishoyel baremish. I mean, it sounds like this. Maybe kiss him. Take like a little toothpick, little kiss him, little piece of wood. The tip of it is very smooth. Take a splinter, the tip of it is smooth. Move it back and forth, up and down direction of that place where the Zachros Nekevus is. In Mesach Seich, if it gets caught there, then you do a Shazachru. So getting caught over the Zachros, therefore that's considered like a Zachom. The Yimlav, if it's smooth, it goes back up and down without getting stuck. The Yimlav, if you're Jewish in a cave, that's the proof to say it is in the cave, and therefore not be, therefore has lochav in the cave. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avua. Lashon, when was this learned? Elo, mato lamal. If you're going upwards and downwards movement, then we say if it goes smooth, it's a right, it's in the cave, and if it gets stuck, it's a right, because it's the zach was there. Avu minatstodim, if you're going on the sidewards, Eima, then there's no proof to say if it gets stuck to say that it's a Zohar, but rather could be Tzul Nekevom, just Koisplay Beisarechem Ninu. It's like the walls of the womb, that's what it's getting stuck by. So then that wouldn't prove to tell whether it's a Zohar or whether it's a Nekevom. Or Maravada Maravo, Tony will learn like this. Im Hoysa Nekevom, if it is a Nekevom, then you doin the Kisara Saduka. We check it out with by the split of a barley grain. The length of the split, that's the way it looks if it's in the Keva. Mask of Lor of Nachman, Vidulma, maybe Chutcha Beitzimim. No, maybe really it's a Zohar. It's only the Chut, like in between the two Beitzim, that's the indention over there. So maybe it's not really in the Keva, maybe really it's a Zohar. So Moses says, no, Omer Abaye. Abaye says, listen, Hashta Beitzim Gufay Lo Yadi, when the fetus is so young, it doesn't have Beitzim yet. So if so, Chutcha Beitzim Yadia can be able to distinguish by this indention here of the chut in between the baits, and make sure that's not what's there. So therefore, we have a right to say rather it's nekeva and not a zocher. Omer Rav Amram, talking about like this, beis yachosov, its two thighs, is kebeis chutin, are like two strings, selzahurius, like two silk threads. That's the way its two thighs are. The Omer Rav Amram, Rav Amram says a law, kishel oriv, it's what type of string is it? Is the string of the wolf. The Rashi says, over that's the Oriv, that's the thicker string, more than the Shesi. So it says the two thighs is like the thicker string. That's called Kishel Oriv. Vishnei Zeroyosov, it's two arms like Kebeis Chutin Shazuris, also like two strings of silk. But the Omer Mamrim Olor Kishel Shesi. Here means the strings that goes up and downwards, that's a thinner string. So the arms are thinner than the thighs. Omrav Shmuel, Omalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel says Rav Yehuda Shinanot, like my young Talmud, the sharp Talmud, Loi Sever Uvda, do not pass on any Shalit. Rashi says, Lassos Vlad, they say that that's considered a real Vlad, Achia Yentul, Achi Yashir, until it has some hair on its head. Rashi says, Achiehe Loi Saris Broishoi. So that's the Loch, the Mor says, Loi Sever Uvda, do not pass on the say, it's called the Leidom, Achi Yashir, until it has hair. Whereas if you'll meet Omer Shmuel, because the truth that Shmuel said like this, I have Omer Shmuel. Shmuel himself says, "Achazuv yachazu chasheshes." He holds no whether the shvir is mole is ochre, it's dirty, whether it's clear, it's called a leda. So you see, you don't have to come on to any here. The skin itself gives it a shame leda. Omer Ravami by Shmuel didi meforshili minei demar Shmuel. I was explained pshat here in the name of Mar Shmuel. That lochus choshesh, like a truth we had before, that the Shmuel said before, that it's called a lady, even though it's only tzolol, that's only a chshash lady, a suffix, you go to chumra. But you may tirely have hinin law. But we don't go to kula to say that after the 33, after the 7 days, the 14 days, then if she sees dam, it's dam toyer, that we don't say, it's only a chshash, a suffix. When do we say it's vadi called the lady to give her yimei tairam? That's not sheyasher until the uber has here on it. So Moshe Lameim, what do you want to tell me? The Masaf clearly Shmuel, that Shmuel has the suffix. Whether the shvir is called the lady or not, I, but whose shvir is once a case of a shvir? The skin that came out, the yasur lekaim of the Mashmuel, they brought in front of Mashmuel. Omri said like this, Hai bar avoyin v'chad yoyma. This shvir, you know, is 41 days old. and v'choshiv miyayma, they counted that day's 41 days back, the ozla l'tfila, adahu yayma, so have a yel abo yayim, they check back until when did this lady go to the mikvah, that the early shigur have tashmish was only 40 days ago. V'yomalu is also, Shmuel was so smart and said, you should know, hi benida bo, that I know for sure that you had to be when you were nida, because this uber is 41 days old. Kafte, they tied him up, oide, and he admitted it. So a kopon, I mean, how could Shmuel have a suffix? Look where you see Shmuel know clearly whether it was a lady or not. So where it says, Shani Shmuel the Rab Gavrayu. And next time Shmuel himself talking new. Rashi was a baki, but other people are not Bikiyim. Therefore, when the Shmuel says, Vadi called a lady, other people should be able to tell, only when has here. If the Uber has here, then you know for sure it's called a lady. But if it doesn't have here, so not that Pshat is for sure Shmuel knew it's not a Leidah, but then it's not so simple to tell. Maybe Shmuel himself could tell, but he couldn't put down a clear Psak. So put down a clear Psak that other people should know, that's the Shia of Atshah Yashir, when it has here on it, then like it's a Vadayit Leidah. Now the Mishnah says, Hamapil Sandal. Shemapel, she has a miscarriage. Of Uba looks like a sandal. I show you, the Mishnah says, Shetesh Lazach in the cave. That's called the Leidah. You have to be Mapu, you have to have a, she sits for a Zach in the cave, or something, what it was, Zach in the cave. So now, Tan Rabbanan like this. Sandal, what is the sandal, this Uba, the fetus that comes out, looks like a sandal? So, Daimel Dag Shayam looks like a fish in the ocean. That Mitchilosoi Vladu. At the beginning it's called a Vlad. In other words, a sandal was really a good Vlad, a good fetus. Elishanirtsev, just it got out of shape, it got punched inside, that's what happened to it. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel line there, sandal doimel loshen shoshor hagodol. A sandal, the fetus looks like the tongue of a big ox. Mishum Rabbi Yisov, name of his rabbis, he said an edus like this, that sandal tzorach tzuras ponim. That the Mishnah says of Anisha's mapel a sandal, that she has a tumas leidah, that sandal that has some type of a tzur, it has to have some type of a form on it. If it has no form, it's not called a leidah. Omri Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Halacha, we pass Kentaka that sandal tzorach tzuras ponim. That like you said before, Eidu tzorach sandal tzorach tzuras ponim. That it has to have what a tzura of the face. Now, the facial has to have a form there. Its face has to have a form. And then it has tumah. Otherwise not. Omar Rav Ada, Omar Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Yitzchak, sandal tzorach tzuras ponim. Also the same thing. It has to have some type of a form in its face. Even though the form is in the back of the face, still that would be called a leidah. Why? Moshe is an example, Yodim, Shesotar es Chaveroi, that he hit his friend, the point of Achur, and he had his face turned backwards. So a Kopam has to have some tzuras upon him to have this tumor. Rabbi Yanai, big Shulataras a sandal, Shen le tzuras upon him. Rabbi Yanai wanted his paskin that if a sandal of an Isha has a miscarriage, of a kid, the Uber looks like a sandal, and has no form in the face, that's Tzor. Omle Rabbi Yanai, Tihatem es Avlodis, he also knows, you should know you'd be Matarat Avlodis. In other words, to say that the sandal is Tomei, even though it has no Tzuras Ponim on it. So how could you say it's Tzor? You should know it's Tomei, it has a shame later. For the Umar, why? I, Botani, we learned, Mishum Raboisov, that Heyed, they pass on this, that sandal tzuras ponim. You know, a sandal has to have a tzuras ponim to it. So here, since there's no tzuras ponim, lechur it should be tor. So what's wrong the way you pass it? Omer Rav Deva, Omer Rav Aya, Omer Rav Yechanon, Meyedus, Oshreb Nechunya, Nishnish Mishnezu. From the Yedis, what was this Yedis from? There was a terrible name of Rav Nechunya. His Meyedus, Rav Nechunya, Mishnezu. And Omer Rav Zira, Zira sounds like this. That Zocha bo Rav Deva Bishmaita. Rav Deva was Zocha to say over this halacha, because really the Anavu Havina, Yasiv Nekaimad Rav Yechanan, both me and him were sitting in front of Rav Yechanan, Ki Yomro Loshmait, we said over this halacha. The Kodemi of Yom, and he said it over first, was Zocha, but he was Zocha. In other words, there's no stira that this Adis is only named of Rav Nechunya. He was the one that said about this Adis to say that it has to have a tzuras upon him. But that's a dasi yochit, and echlam alochit we don't pass on it. Alochit we hold, even without a tzuras upon him, it would have a tumas later. Now the Gemara is the question, Loma his kiru sandal. What do we have to come on to a sandal over here to say that she's tumah because she had a lady of a sandal? Valoy the klal is ain't sandal shaylim of lad. Anytime this fetus comes out looking like a sandal means his face was pushed in. We say the reason why it was pushed in because there was another twin with it. and the other one pushed it in. So anyway, she's tummy later because of the other one. There's a Vlad with her. So what do you have to come onto the sandal for? We pass him Allah ain't sandal, shame him of Vlad. So what's like this? E do you see all the Nikeva Bahadei Hokinami? If the first one was in the Nikeva, then we wouldn't have any suffix. They're both Nikevas, we wouldn't be in the Shiloh. Hocha, my skin, what we're talking about over here, the Yisialit Zocha Badei, that what came out with this sandal, was a Zocha. The question was like this, Mother time I would have thought to say, Hoyu b'yom Reb Yitzchak Barami, Isha Mazras Chila, when they have the Tashmish together, as man and a wife, so if the man, if the Isha is Mazras Chila first, she lets out first the eggs, is Yoled a Zocha, and then the Ish, then there'll be a Zocha. Ish mazvi tchil, the man lets out his zera before the isha, then you let us make to be in a keva. So I would have thought the same, me the whole zocher, if this uva that's alive is a zocher, hainami zocher, the son was also called a zocher. And therefore I would have said, like after 7 days, the 8th day she has dam toya already. As kamashma no, the chiddush here is aimer, let's be afraid, shnei mazviva vasachas. Maybe both the ish of isha was mazviya together, therefore we don't know what it could be. Therefore, could be high zocher by nekeva. One could be a zocher, one could be a nekeva. So even though what came out was a zocher, still we cannot say after the, on the 8th day it's called dam toyer, because maybe the sandal has a loch of a nekeva and should be tummy for 14 days. Therefore, you have to go to chumra both ways. To avrach another pshat could be like this: shim telad nekeva lefne shkiyas chama. She gave birth to a nekeva before shkiyas chama. And then the sandal came out the yachas shkiyas chama. That's nafkamina, whether it was called another lady or not. Is moina tchilas nida l'rishon or tchilas nida l'yachrein? It's not kamina when you start counting tchilas nida. So as the Gad tell us, like when do the 80 days end up to say it's called yemei toyer or not? So if it was not kamina to say whether the sandal has a shame later or not, that the vlad came out today and the sandal comes out tomorrow. So if tomorrow's sandal is really called a later, so then even though it's after 80 days from the first later and she sees dam, then we want to say maybe she's a nida. No. Maybe the second one was the lady. She first has to count 80 days from then.